This conference will now be recorded.
Good afternoon. It's 5 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 8th, 2020. We'll call the City Council meeting into session. We start our meetings off with an invocation and a pledge. I'll provide the invocation tonight. The Pledge of Allegiance will be done by Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist. Join us if you'd like. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessings that you've given us. We thank you for this city. We thank you for this country and the freedoms that we enjoy. And we pray your guidance this evening over the decisions that we are about to make. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in honor and righteous fire. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please join me in honoring our Texas flag. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Next item on the agenda, number three, is a roll call. I'll call the roll. Spencer H. Smith, Mayor, is present. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem.
Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, is present.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one.
Jennifer McCann, place one, present.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three.
I'm hitting the
Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine,
camera,
place three, present.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five.
Jody Nicholas, place five, present.
Okay, City Manager David Mitchell.
City Manager David Mitchell, present.
Okay, thank you. City Secretary Julie Helsham.
City Secretary Julie Helsham, present.
Yeah.
Okay, and do we have Mr. Ryder on board yet?
Well, do we have a quorum there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, well.
Is he here in the roll call? Okay, we'll get back to him. Understand that Mr. Ryder has technical problems right now.
Can you hear the audio coming through?
Okay,
well,
and we do have a quorum for this evening's agenda. Number four, mayoral proclamations and presentations. I see none.
That's correct, Mayor.
Okay, thank you.
No, I'm
number
not
five, consent items. Discuss and consider approving the minutes of the meeting held on August 25th, 2020, and September 1st, 2020, and take the appropriate action. Okay, that is you. Okay, Councilmember Fontaine.
I muted my deal now, so.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I recommend that we approve the minutes as written.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Nicholas.
This is Jody Nicholas, place five. I second that motion.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, seeing none and hearing none, I'll call the roll. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one, how do you vote?
Jennifer McCann, place one, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, how do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And we're still trying to get Mr. Ryder aboard. Okay, and the motion passes unanimously 4-0. Item number two, discuss and consider authorizing the city manager to enter into an interlocal cooperation contract with the Texas Department of Public Safety relating to the failure to appear program and take the appropriate action. Human Resources Director, are you going to do that, Mr. Mitchell?
I'll be glad to fill in on that, Mayor.
Okay, thank you.
The failure to appear program permitted under Chapter 706 of the Texas Transportation Code authorizes a local political subdivision to contract with the Texas Department of Public Safety to provide information necessary to deny renewal of the driver's license of a person who under certain circumstances fails to appear or fails to pay or satisfy a judgment ordering payment of a fine or costs for the failure to appear program. Council, that's what you have before you for our courts. This is a renewal of this program. This program allows us again to work with the state to deny driver's licenses and things of that nature if they do have an outstanding judgment in the city. And so staff does recommend approval.
Okay. And council, any questions for city manager? This is a consent item. Okay, seeing none, do I have a motion? Mr. Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I'd like to make a motion to approve
authorizing the city manager to enter into an interlocal cooperation contract with the Texas Department of Public Safety relating to the failure to appear
program. Okay, I got sound now.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember McCann.
I'd like to second that, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, hearing none and seeing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one. How do you vote?
Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five. How do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And is Mr. Ryder still? He's up. Okay, John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four. Votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion passes unanimously, 5-0.
Hey, sir.
Item number six, presentation by citizens. Citizens who desire to address the council on any matter may do so during this item. Please understand that while the council appreciates hearing your comments, state law, Texas Government Code 551.042 prohibits them from, one, engaging in discussion other than providing a statement of specific factual information or reciting existing city policy, and two, taking action other than directing staff to place the matter on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Okay, I have a green sheet here. Do we have anybody else? Do we have anybody else that's?
If anyone would like to address the city council, please press star six at this time to unmute your mic.
Okay, hearing none, then we'll proceed with the green sheet. The request to address an item on the agenda at the city council meeting of the city of Harker Heights on this date. The individual is Mr. Scott Airy, 2027 Sandy Point, and he's requesting to have his comments read aloud for him. I do not wish to speak or make a presentation, and he has signed it. Quote, in essence, the city has given more of a tax rate reduction than any city in the region. It just went to those selected by the state to receive exemptions and not to every property owner uniformly. That the written words of the city manager in response to me last week, the Constitution requires that taxation be equal and uniform. It is in the first sentence of Article 8 of our Constitution that we all just pledged allegiance to. So my question is, when will this city council fight for people that are carrying the taxing burden of this city? What is it doing within its power to ensure this equal and uniform mandate is applied to every citizen? Talking about this for now, 3 years in a row, does nothing. This body does not get credit for going through the motions, especially when we know what has been done in the past is not working, especially when we know the Texas budget will be even more hard-pressed for relief to Harker Heights taxpayers. And then another two-year cycle until the next legislative cycle. Looks like another 3 years of tax increases from this viewpoint. Mayor, a half year ago, I suggested that the city consider bringing suit against the state for implementing a law that violates the equal and uniform requirement. As the state has passed this burden to this council unreimbursed, you have passed it on to people like me. I asked you to consider a suit that considers how the state has set de facto state property tax. No action has been taken, but perhaps even more alarming and hurtful is that the mayor has not been upfront with the citizens and said, quote, Here is why we are keeping the tax rate the same. We have lost 22% of our residential tax base to this exemption, and we must pass that on to you. Or do we? I also asked the city manager why we carry 5.5 months of reserves. Imagine being told this is the reason. 100% disabled veterans exemptions have grown at close to 30% per year. They represent $2.55 million, almost 13 cents on the tax rate of reduction this year. Over $10.2 million in revenue has been foregone since the exemptions were given. Couple that with potential sales and property tax reduction, and the city could have greatly diminished revenues in the future. For these reasons, the city has continued to maintain strong reserve funds. So, while the city maintains its own savings account to guard against future revenue losses tomorrow because of even more exemptions, today's taxpayers wonder why they can't keep more of their money today. Change is not going to happen unless the two members of this council who received this exemption speak up. At what point will the burden be so great on others that you feel compelled to do more? We are at 22% today, 25%, 30%. At what point do those paying taxes finally put their hands up and decide to move elsewhere? It's time to act for the benefit of every citizen in this city. And that's the end of the quote. And Mr. Airy, thank you for your input. Do we have anybody else, any other presentations by citizens? Okay, we'll be moving on to item number 7. Public hearings. Number 1, conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider approving an ordinance adopting a budget for the City of Harker Heights, Texas for the fiscal year beginning October 1st, 2020 and ending September 30th, 2021. Record the vote and take the appropriate action. Assistant Finance Director.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Aisha Lealiee, Assistant Finance Director. The proposed fiscal year 2020-2021 budget maintains the current tax rate of 0.6770 per hundred valuation. In your agenda item, I've listed the additional proposed changes that have been made since the budget retreat on Friday, August 14th. And you can see these in detail on the following pages. First, in the general fund on page 6, in administration, we've added $9,700 to grant expenses, and this is for the DAG project that the Heart of Texas Defense Alliance is heading. This is in the event that this is approved this year. We wanted to go ahead and add this to the budget. In the finance department on page 7, municipal court on page 10, planning and development on page 11, and code enforcement on page 12, they've all been added $1,700 to Xerox Rentals. We've finalized a Xerox rental agreement with the company, and so we've added that expense into their budgets. Again, on page 12, code enforcement, we've added $200,000 to their nuisance abatement line item. That brings that line item up from $45,000 to $245,000. This is to get the Lynn Drive abatement process completed, and it started and hopefully completed during this upcoming fiscal year. This will be for the demolition, and asbestos removal on Lynn Drive. The bid for that, the first ad for the asbestos went out this past Sunday. So we'll be getting that started this upcoming fiscal year. So in total, that adds a total of $216,500 to the general fund in expenditures. So your beginning fund balance remains the same at $9.8 million. Your total revenues have not changed either at over $22 million. For the fiscal year 21. Your total expenditures have gone from 21,904, and this is a typo, I do apologize, to 22,119,900. That 22,125 is a typo, I do apologize for that. And so that makes your difference 215,900 when you calculate that. The $600 difference between the added expenditures and the total expenditures down there at the bottom is just a formula that got changed on the expenditure summary that has been corrected and is correct in your budget copy that you have in your agenda packet. It was just misprinted in your agenda memo. The ending fund balance is going from $9,960,415 to $9,744,515. And if you have any questions on those expenses, just let me know.
Okay, any questions from the council? Okay, since we're doing the council votes, it is a public hearing, so I just want to see if anybody else has any questions about those numbers as well. Is there anyone else that has any questions on the items that are covered by the Assistant Finance Director thus far?
If there's a caller present that would like to speak on this agenda item, please press star 6 to unmute your mic at this time.
Okay, please continue.
Yes, sir. Next, in the Capital Projects Fund, we made just two adjustments. The first is to your drainage projects. If you can go to your Capital Projects section. In the number 512 under drainage projects on page 2 of the summary, it's drainage drainage CIP number 2, phases 2 through 4. We added additional $36,000. This is for some drainage easements, additional drainage easements that they're needing to do. So since we knew about it before the budget was approved, we wanted to go ahead and add that back, add that into the costs. Also, if you flip to page 3 on that summary, the sidewalk projects, the one that we're working on now is Prospector Vineyard. We saw that we had the ability to complete additional portion of that, so we increased that budget from $230,100 to $562,800 for next year, which is a difference of $332,700. That increases your capital project projects by $368,700 for next year as far as the expenditures. You'll note the beginning balance, beginning fund balances. I made a note on there for you because there is a change of $126,000. We're going from a beginning fund balance of $7,668,109 to a beginning fund balance of $7,542,109. That's because in this current fiscal year, the fire station number 2 renovation, that project is increasing from 2.218200 to 2,341,200. And the Warriors Path row annexation is increasing from $2,000 to $5,000. So that is lowering our fund balance to start next year by $126,000. Then, of course, your revenues for next year is still at $1.9 million. Your expenditures are increasing by that $368,700 that we just discussed. And then your ending fund balance will go from $2,789,809 to $2,295,109, a difference of $494,700. And are there any questions on that part of the presentation?
Okay, Mr. Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. On the fire station number 2 renovation, do you know what the increase was for the additional 100 plus thousand?
The original budget didn't include some of the changes in the scope of the project. So those were added in there.
So it's not like cost overruns, it's just additional items they had to do?
Correct.
All right, thank you.
Okay, is there anyone else that's listening in that wants to have a question or make a comment on these additional items that have been addressed by the Assistant Finance Director?
If anyone wish to discuss these additional items, you may unmute your mic by pressing star six on your phone.
Okay, thank you. Please continue.
Thank you, sir. Again, this is Aisha Lelie with the Finance Department, Assistant Finance Director. So as I discussed with the beginning fund balance with the capital projects, we are going to be seeing the same kind of situation with the utility fund. Staff just wanted to make you aware that we found out last week that we did have an incident with the vac truck that is going to be quite costly to repair. We're looking at an estimate of just over $30,000 in repairs for that. So the estimate that you currently have in your packet for the budget, for the utility fund, having an ending fund balance in the current year, that projected amount is actually going to be lower by about at least $30,000. But I would like to remind you that those are only projections, and so any of the funds could be lower or higher by those shown amounts. But we do already know that the utility fund is going to be lower by $30,000. And that's due to the Vactor truck repairs that are needed. So we did want to go ahead and make you aware of that. It could be less. We are going to also send in a claim to our insurance company, Texas Municipal League, and see what, if anything, they'll cover for us on that vehicle or piece of equipment.
Good. Mr. Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. Is Mr. Hyde on with us that can speak to this issue, on the issue?
Michael, I can speak to it. Mark probably is as well in his office. But what we had happen on the Vactor truck was one of the primary pumps on that machine burned up essentially on it. It just primarily what we're looking at is some employee issues with it as well, but age. I mean, that machine, the Vactor machine itself is, again, like some other parts of our fleet, is needs to be replaced. It was bought here when I worked here originally, that vac machine is, and we've been good. It's given us a lot of good service over the years, but it's another piece of equipment that we're going to take a long look at. But those machines are extremely expensive. So at this time, it's recommended that we go ahead and replace the pump and continue to use that machine.
So it's more beneficial right now to repair it rather than to look at elevating it to a replacement for a new unit for
right.
a longer life?
I can't
life.
Speak to the total cost on that. Councilmember Mark could probably is what the new ones would cost, but they're not cheap.
I know they're not cheap. I've seen them.
Yes.
But, I know that's you'll probably have a master schedule as far as when you want to replace equipment, but that might be something we need to look at in the future if it's going to reoccur. Thank you.
Councilmember Fontaine.
Yes, Mayor. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Mishu. My concern is on the same as our Mayor Pro Temp is I would like to see how much it would cost to replace it, and then when we would like to place it in projection for replacement.
We can certainly do that. We've got a cost on it, and Mark has that, and so we can get that for you pretty quickly and what it would cost to replace one. I think we're probably pushing about a $500,000 mark on one of those machines. They're expensive.
Okay, please continue.
Thank you, sir. Again, this is Aisha Lele, EAA, Assistant Finance Director. So finally, we would just like to remind the council that we do need a final direction on the outside agencies. On page 9 of your budget at a glance, it does describe how the outside agencies are being funded currently in the budget. And then on page 5, it in the city council budget is where those are actually funded from. But we do, before the budget is adopted, need council's final exact direction on how you would like those to be funded.
Okay, and you're referring to page 9?
Yes, sir. Okay. Any budget of at a glance.
Budget at a glance.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Those are the numbers there. Okay.
Yes, sir. And also there is the portion of the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce that is in the Hotel Motel Fund. So it is the general fund and the Hotel Motel Fund.
Okay. Are there any comments from the council on that, on the outside agency funding as listed under the budget at a glance on page 9? Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. As we discussed in the workshop at length, we went through all of the line items there with the different agencies that we're looking for funding. And, you know, I agree with our assessments on where we our funding levels for these agencies. You know, we talked about maybe looking at increasing, you know, like the Greater Clean Community Clinic for the great work that it does for our community and also for our Harker Heights citizens. But, you know, with given the budget constraints, I don't feel at this time we're able to increase that there. We did talk a little bit also about the Clean Chamber of Commerce. I don't know how my fellow council members feel, but we did talk about maybe cutting that back or even zeroing it because of the, you know, what are they doing for us versus, you know, our own chamber can do for us. So we wanted to give a priority to our own chamber because it is our most loud and vocal voice for our interests here within Central Texas. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Councilmember Fontaine.
Yes, Mayor. Thank you. This is Councilwoman Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3. I concur with our Mayor Pro Tem that we reduce the amount of spending that we give to the City of Killeen so that it could benefit our proper chamber.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember McCann.
I just wanted to also put on record that I agree with both of my previous fellow councilmen for the exact same reasons in support of our local chamber opposed to the City of Killeen.
Okay, thank you. We have any other comments from council members on that issue? We have 3 that, do you need more specific numbers on that?
Yes, Ms. sir.
Yeah, okay.
Mayor. Mayor, I believe John Ryder has.
Okay, Mr. Ryder. Mr. Ryder, do you have a comment on that item?
He's talking. About
he's talking. I don't think he can hear.
Yeah, we should get our technical thing taken care of here.
John, can you unmute your mic?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, so sorry. In reference to Killeen Community Clinic, I'd like to see if at all possible a small increase for them. And if it, we're taking away that Killeen Chamber amount, maybe we could just distribute a little bit. Of course, discussion among the membership would be fine with me, but I would, that community center seems like it does a lot of good service for the community, not only Killeen, but also Harker Heights. They have in the past given us a pretty good update. I'm hoping that we'll get an update on some of the service they provide our citizens. That's it. That's all I had. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ryder. Anybody else on this item? Okay. As far as what are we looking on, the all the other items appear to be okay. Are you just going to need consensus from us on this because we have a public hearing here?
Yes. Once you can finish the public hearing portion of this and you have your discussion as a council, then yes, we'll need you to have some consensus on how you would like for us to move these dollars specifically from you.
Okay. All right. Good. So we have no other comments this time. Are there any other comments from people that are on the telephone about this item, about adjusting the outside agency funding or not adjusting it?
This is Linda Nash, 3006 Sundance Drive.
Yes, please go ahead.
I also Mayor?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Oh, okay. I also agree that we should decrease the funding to the Killeen Chamber of Commerce and increase the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce funds.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, please continue.
Okay, so other than that, once you make that decision, we'll be able to, excuse me, vote on adopting the budget. Of course, the vote does have to be a record vote, Mayor, and then we'll be able to proceed.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and again, anyone else, this is a public hearing, anyone else to speak to this item?
If anyone would like to speak to this item, please press star 6 to unmute your mic now.
Okay. All right, we'll close the public hearing and come back to the council that we have that. Plus, we just need to look at a probably need to have a number, whoever makes a motion, if we have some numbers that we could work with. Okay, Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I'm going to ask my fellow council members here, if we zero out the Killeen Chamber of Commerce contributions and plus up our own chamber, as well as plus up the Greater Killeen Community Clinic, I would propose that we give an additional $2,500 to the Greater Killeen Community Clinic. That would bring it up to $12,000, and then increase our own Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce funding for plus $10,000, so that would be for $50,000, and that would basically be a net gain of zero for any monies coming out of the general fund.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Fontaine.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. This is Councilwoman Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3. I would like to ensure that we maintain our membership with the City of Killeen on the chamber. I don't know what the amount would be for that, Mr. Mitchell.
Councilmember, it's difficult to say. They went to a tiered system. Jerry and I were looking at this just the other day. It depends on what level of service we want from them. They've got like investor level. There's different categories you can fall under. It's not as easy as just it's this amount. It used to be they changed about 3 or 4 years ago, but we can look into that and get an amount up on that.
Just a point of clarification. It's Mayor Smith. The point of clarification is the City of Harker Heights, and correct me if I'm wrong, City of Harker Heights has never been a member of the Killeen Chamber of Commerce. Again, those monies that were set aside there were under the cover, if you will, of economic development, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct. The monies that you had in there before, the 12.5 before, was not anything to do with membership. It went to economic development, so it was a separate deal from actual membership with them. So, again, the membership would look totally different. They've got a number of categories. Some of you may have seen those categories that they have there. Anyway, we'd have to look at that and see what level we want to participate in. The different levels bring certain things. I mean, obviously, as a council, you would not need certain of the advertising pieces of it. So I don't know what membership level will be appropriate, but we'll be glad to meet Mr. Crutchfield, look at the options, and formulate something for you on that.
Okay. Thank you. Council Member McCann. Go ahead.
You sure? I just wanted to clarify, too, that as we talk about moving those funds, which I fully agree with, at the time, Killeen was a primary source of our economic development. When those decisions were made, our chamber does do so much to contribute to our economic development. So in case people don't realize that, or there's plenty of data to back it up, what the Chamber of Commerce does in terms of business relations outside of the city, bringing people in, and as far as being interested in coming to Harker Heights, that money will be put to our own economic development. It's not being put towards events or activities or mixers. It will be used for economic development for our city.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. Mr. Mitchell, currently all of our attendance for the Killeen Chamber events, are they basically a la carte, we're basically paying as we go type thing right now?
That's correct.
So that still would stay the same, I imagine. If we're going to attend an event, we still buy a table, we attend the event. So it's, you know, we're not getting anything that we're not already paying for right now. So, you know, I would, you know, that would lead more, if they're not doing as much for us with the economic development as our own chamber can do, I would say let's continue in that path. But, yeah, we can also look at, you know, possibly joining their chamber at a certain level, but I would ask you that you take a look at that and make sure that, you know, we're getting what we're putting money for, basically.
Right. We'll look at our options on that and bring it back to you at a workshop.
And do they join our chamber? Do you know?
I can't answer that question.
Okay. That would be something that I'd be curious as they do or no. Thank you.
Okay. Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Councilwoman Place 3. I just want to ensure that we continue to have the relationship with the city of Killeen that we've had in the past. And so whatever level, like you say, we're going to workshop it. And so I look forward to that workshop and have a clear understanding of our relationship with the city of Killeen. They supported us throughout the years, and we want to continue that support as a sister city.
Okay. Anything else from the council? Councilmember Nicholas.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jody Nicholas, Place 5. I do want to agree with the bulk of what we've talked about. I think the $12,500 that we've been paying the chamber in Killeen, we could use that money elsewhere. Not that they can't use it, not that I'm against it, but I just feel at this time we could use it elsewhere and get a membership and still participate, because I don't want to, like Jacqueline was saying, I really don't want to create a rift between the city. Not that it's a lot of money, but it does mean something to them, obviously. And the other comment that was made about adding about $2,500 to the Killeen, Greater Killeen Community Clinic, I do have some visibility in that still, and they could really use it. They really could. It's been tough. COVID has hit them hard. And so that would be a great plus as well. That's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember McCann.
I just wanted to second, if I could, Mayor, to Councilmember Blomquist's motion for the amounts of $2,500 additional going to the Greater Killeen Community Clinic to make it $12,000, and the additional $10,000 to the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce Visitor Center to change that from $40,000 to $50,000.
Okay. Any other discussion on those numbers?
Yes, Mayor.
Yeah, Mr. Ryder.
I'm so sorry. I'm pushing a button for raising my hand, but I guess you guys aren't saying it. I agree with Councilman Blomquist's statement about the Killeen Chamber, and I also would like to see the increase on the Killeen Community Free Clinic. The $2,500 increase would be great. As the councilwoman said, it's they've struggled this year for COVID, so every little bit would help. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, any other discussion on that? Okay, so Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist, can you go ahead and make a motion, as you can see in our packet, what the motion is, and then go ahead and add the numbers, which are the adjustments on the outside business activities, the plus up and also the zero, if you'll please make that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I'd like to make a motion to approve an ordinance adopting a budget for the city of Harker Heights, Texas for the fiscal year beginning on October 1, 2020 and ending September 30th, 2021. And with the outside funding agency clarifications, all of the funding for the Heart of Texas Defense Alliance will be $17,000. The Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce Visitor Center will be $50,000. The Killeen Chamber of Commerce Economic Development Department will be zero. the Clements Boys and Girls Club after program at Union Grove and Eastern Hills Middle Schools will be $30,000, and the Greater Killeen Community Clinic will be $12,000.
Okay, thank you. Mrs. McCann.
I'd like to second that, Mayor. This is Jennifer McCann, place one.
Okay, excellent. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, hearing none, seeing none, I'll go ahead and poll the council and city secretary. What we have down here, that'll satisfy the requirement for the finance director, correct? It's going to be a voice vote. That'll work? Okay, good. Okay, Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Jennifer McCann, place one, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four, how do you vote?
Yes.
You vote yes. Okay, thank you, sir. Jody Nicholas, place five, how do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five, I vote yes.
Okay. Okay, and the motion passes unanimously 5-0. Second item under public hearings, conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider ratifying the property tax increase reflected in the fiscal year 2020-2021 budget, record the vote, and take the appropriate action. Assistant Finance Director.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Aisha Lely, EAA, Assistant Finance Director. Texas Local Government Code, Section 102.007C, requires a separate vote to ratify the property tax increase reflected in an adopted budget that raises more revenue from property taxes than in the previous year. The fiscal year 2020-2021 budget raises more revenue and property taxes, even though the proposed tax rate is the same as last year's rate at 0.6770. Since property taxes are calculated as the valuation of property times the tax rate divided by 100, the increase of 7.9% in the valuation of property by Bell County Appraisal District plays a part in the increase in revenue. The proposed budget and public hearing notices published in the Killeen Daily Herald also included the following statement as required by House Bill 3195. This budget will raise more total property taxes than last year's budget by $1,056,676, or 8.4%, and of that amount, $311,799 is tax revenue to be raised from the new property added to the tax roll this year. You'll notice there's an amount and percentage difference between those two, between the table I provided and the statement. The table I provided shows an 8.7% difference and $1,072,700 increase. That's because the HB 3195 calculation uses an adjusted tax amount for the prior year, where the table that I provided you shows the budgeted amount that used a last year's certified values. Excuse me. The HB 3195 statement is required to ensure the citizens are aware that the city will receive more in revenue and by about how much. Staff does want to remind you that due to the 100% disabled veterans exemption, the city is estimated to lose $2,556,759 in property taxes for the 2021 fiscal year. This equates to a loss of $1,942,306 from the general fund and $614,453 from the debt service fund. Unlike other cities and counties that are heavily impacted with 100% disabled veterans and their families, the city of Harker Heights does not receive funding from the Disabled Veteran Assistance Payment Program because the city does not border Fort Hood. It would take a rate increase of 12.97 cents to a rate of 80.67 cents per $100 valuation to raise $2.55589 in additional property tax revenue, which just almost covers the loss that we are experiencing with this veterans disabled exemption. Ratifying the tax increase tonight is a vote in addition to and separate from the vote to adopt the budget and from the vote to set the property tax rate. The formal public hearing and adoption of the tax rate will occur on September 22nd, 2020. In order to ratify the property tax increase tonight, the motion in order for it to be valid, it must be again a record vote. And that's all I have for you,
okay,
Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and again, this is a public hearing. Councilmember Nicholas.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jody Nicholas, Place 5. I have a question for you. The 67.7 that we've been paying, how many years has that been now? It's over a decade, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. I want to say...
it was 2010 was the last year that we went to 6770, which, interestingly enough, Council, is the first year the veterans exemptions went into effect. So you've lived under that rate since 2010.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I'd just like to say kudos to the city manager and his predecessors and the city staff, because with the veterans tax exemption, you know, as my council member just pointed out, has been 10 years and we've kept it the same. So we haven't raised the rates at all. True, we generated a little more income from the Bell County Tax Appraisal District's appraisal values, but we have not raised the rates. Since 2010, Harker Heights has grown quite a bit, and we've continued to grow our services at a rate to meet the citizens' demands for all the things which, you know, a lot of them they take for granted: the fire, the police, the emergency services, clean water, sewer. There's a lot of things that go on in the city that we take care of the needs of the citizens as we continue to grow. And this year is no different. We're continuing to grow in Central Texas here. We are the place where people want to come and live and retire. And that includes military. That includes disabled veterans. It's no fault of the city that the state passed this unfunded mandate down to the cities, and we're trying to rectify that. It is not an instant process that you can wave a magic wand and get some resolution on. So we are working with our senators, our representatives, to make this happen. And it's a process, and we are going through it. But I just wanted to point out, you know, this year alone, you know, we're increasing the budget by, we have to make this statement by law, by just over $1 million. But that doesn't take into account the monies that we're losing from the veterans tax exemptions. So really, in effect, we're only growing it by about $600,000. So that's $600,000 we have to grow our city services, to make improvements to our roads, to buy more police cars for our city. We still can't meet all the needs that we need for our city. It's very clear and evident, and we've talked about it a number of times, and we've raised it to our senator, we've raised it to our representative. We can't build fire station number 3 because we can't afford to pay for it. So we're being the best stewards of our money that we can, given the constraints. So I just want to say thank you, Mr. Mitchell, for the great leadership in making sure that we run our city with the assets that we have, and we do not raise our rates. And we continue to do that for the past 10 years. So thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Fontaine.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. This is Councilwoman Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. I too would like to say thank you for all your hard work, David Mitchell, and your staff, for ensuring that we are transparent. We do everything that we possibly can. We've been on the Hill. We fought for 3195 to rectify it. We still have, we continue to fight with the help of our alliances, the city of Killeen. Everyone has gone up to bat because we are hurting, but we have not stopped being the bright shining star of Central Texas. And I'm really proud to sit on this council and know that we're doing everything possible that we can to make sure that we rectify this injustice that was done by our state. And so that's what happens when we don't drill all the way down to ensure that when we pass a bill, everything is done dress, right, dress. So thank you for your hard work, and I appreciate everything that you do to make sure that our city runs, like I said, like the bright shining star that it is today. So thank you.
Thank you. Anything else from the council? Mr. Mitchell.
Yes, this is Dave Mitchell, city manager. Council, I think we, I appreciate the kind words directed at me, but I want to say it's a lot to do with very good councils that we've had, including yourselves, and helping us navigate through these waters. They have been dicey, but with your leadership, we've made it through. But also, I want to point out that my staff, Aisha and her team in finance, done a great job for us, but as well as my directors, and the great job they've done in looking at their budgets and finding ways to tighten up at times. I have to give credit to them. They've really done a great job, and they represent you well every day out there. But again, thank you very much, Council.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this is a public hearing. Is there anybody wants to speak for or against this item?
This is Linda Nash, 3006 Sundance Drive. I just have a question. That amount was that all of the tax exemptions or just the 100% disabled vet tax exemption?
Mr. Mitchell.
The amounts that were mentioned tonight, again, this is Dave Mitchell, city manager, the $2.5 million roughly for this year is all just 100% disabled exemptions, and the 10.2 that the city has cumulatively kept up with since 2013 is all 100% disabled veteran exemptions.
Thank you.
Does that answer your question, Ms. Nash?
Yes, it did.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else to speak for or against this item?
If there's anyone that would like to speak about this item, please press star 6 on your phone to unmute your mic.
Okay, hearing none, we'll close the public hearing and bring it to the council. Do we have a motion? Mrs. Nicholas.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jody Nicholas, Place 5. I make a motion to approve an ordinance prescribing and setting the fiscal year 2020 to 2021 rates and charges of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, penalties for non-payment and providing for an effective date.
Councilmember, that is actually item number 3,
right?
I believe. So we're actually on number 2.
Go back to 2.
I make a motion to ratify the property tax increase reflected in the fiscal year 2021 budget.
Okay, again, 2020 to 2021 budget, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Thank you. Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Councilwoman Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. I would like to second that, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, and again, we'll go through the poll, and this will be a record vote. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, Place 1, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Place 1. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, Place 4, how do you vote?
This is John Ryder, Place 4. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And Jody Nicholas, Place 5. How do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, Place 5. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously 5-0. Okay. Item number three under public hearings. Conduct a public hearing to discuss, consider an ordinance prescribing and setting the fiscal year 2020-2021 rates and charges of the city of Harker Heights, Texas, penalties for non-payment, providing for an effective date, and take the appropriate action. Assistant Finance Director.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Aisha Lealiee, Assistant Finance Director. Each year, the city fee schedule is presented to the City Council with any additions, deletions, and or changes deemed necessary by staff. Attachment one has been provided to you as a reminder of the changes that were presented during the budget retreat on Friday, August 14th. Staff would also like to note, as a result of discussions on the mobile food vendors permits, Fire Chief Paul Sims and Planning Director Joseph Melise have provided amounts of $75 per permit for residents and leaving the $100 permit fee for non-residents. And that is shown on page 13 of the fee schedule, which is the one that is directly behind the agenda memo. And so that is part of, part of what is set up before you for approval tonight. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer those.
Okay, any questions from the council for the Assistant Finance Director? Okay, seeing none and hearing none, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone to speak for or against this item? Okay, hearing none, it's back. I'll close the public hearing. It's back to the council. Do I have a motion? Councilmember Fontaine.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. This is Councilwoman Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, and I would move that we an ordinance prescribe and setting the fiscal year 2021 rates and changes as of the city of Harker Heights, Texas, penalties for the non-payment and providing for an effective date.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, seeing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four, how do you vote? John Ryder, place four, how do you vote?
John Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, how do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion passes unanimously, 5-0. The time is 5:59. We're gonna take a recess and we'll come back in here at 6:10.